Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Sure. My name is Clinton Nielsen, and I'm a staff software engineer at Intuit, currently working on QuickBooks Online.
I'm Manish Shah. I'm a group development manager at Intuit in engineering, and I work in payments.
All right, very good. Well, thank you guys for talking to us today. So you all have recently had some exciting news. You've recently released a feature that now allows people to pay with Bitcoin. So can you explain a little bit how the process actually works? If I'm using Intuit, how do I pay with Bitcoin if I want to? Or if I'm a merchant who uses you, how do I let people pay with Bitcoin is a better question.
Sure. So Pay by Coin is available as a free add-on to all QuickBooks Online customers. In order to use that, you have to sign up for QuickBooks Payments, which enables collecting online payments for invoices sent via QuickBooks. And in addition, you have to sign up for a Coinbase wallet to accept Bitcoin. And finally, Pay by Coin allows you to activate the Bitcoin payments and invoices by connecting your QuickBooks Online account with your Coinbase wallet. And once this is activated at Pay by Coin, whenever the customers or small business receive the invoice, in addition to credit card and bank payments, they will now see Bitcoin as a new payment option. The Bitcoin transactions are completely handled by Coinbase, and we take care of recording the payment in QuickBooks.
Okay. Why add this feature? Bitcoin is, you know, it's certainly gotten a lot of coverage, but I wouldn't say it's in wide circulation right now. So what brought this on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, Clinton, you want to share the story?
Sure. So I got interested in Bitcoin some time ago, early 2013. Mostly I was interested in just the technology of Bitcoin as well as the cryptography behind it. But as I researched deeper into it, and of course the payment technology there as well, Intuit has as aim to improve our customers' financial lives so profoundly that they can't imagine going back to the old ways. Meanwhile, Bitcoin is definitely changing how people look at money and finances, and the two just seem to work together in my mind, the two technologies, what Intuit does as well as what Bitcoin enables, and it just seemed like a natural thing to bring Bitcoin into the Intuit ecosystem.
All right, and how this, you know, you announced this a couple of weeks ago now, so how interested are people in accepting Bitcoin? Are you seeing lots of people adding this feature? Is this something that's igniting slowly? How's it going?
So far, as you said, it's been only a few days since it's been announced, but the response has been positive. It's exceeded our expectation. But having said that, mostly what we are seeing is the early adopters are signing up and activating Pay by Coin. And we are seeing a wide variety of businesses all across the U.S. Showing interest in this. So far, it's looking good, but at the same time, we are seeing mostly early adopters taking advantage of this at this point.
And just a quick follow-up question. Do you think this is going to get out of the early adopters phase? Like, do you see this something that becomes a mainstream product for consumers and for merchants?
It's hard to say, but clearly, I mean, you know, there are benefits of using Bitcoin clearly for small businesses because it lowers the transaction fees and it has no chargeback, so it reduces fraud. And also it enables small businesses to receive payments from anywhere in the world. So there are some clear benefits for small businesses. And I think, you know, mostly it will depend on the adoption among the small business community in terms of how many customers of small business are willing to pay in Bitcoin.
And as you're, is there preferences among merchants, or are there certain types of merchants that are, say, more interested in this than others?
Yeah, so far we haven't seen a clear trend, so it's hard to say what kind of businesses are more interested.
All right, that's fair enough. It's only been a couple of days. Worth asking, though. So one of the, not criticisms, but one of the issues with Bitcoin is there's a lot of price fluctuation. Current events change things a lot. The price of Bitcoin can go up and down, you know, $100 in a day, you know, for the price of a single coin. So how does your system respond to that? Because I know that's an issue for anybody trying to take payments in Bitcoin, that the price can change between when you initiate the payment and when you want to complete the payment.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point, and that's definitely something that I think would be on customers' mind when making the payment. So right now, that burden is on the wallet provider, so in this case, Coinbase. And the way they do that is they provide a 10-minute window whenever they display the Bitcoin payment instructions. So as long as the customer who's looking at the invoice makes a payment within that window, they are assured to get that rate. If they exceed the window, then basically Coinbase refreshes the rate and shows them the new number of Bitcoins based on the currency exchange rate changes. So right now it's being handled by the wallet service providers, and for us, we are just looking for payment transactions.
All right, and I think you nice gentlemen have answered all of my questions for you today. Is there anything I forgot to ask you about that you would like to tell me about?
Let's see. I think we talked about everything. The only thing I would add is, you know, it's the way this project was created was interesting. Both Clinton and I have worked together in a previous project, but for this project, we just did this in an unstructured time. So at Intuit, all employees get about 10% of their time to work on new ideas to help solve customer problems. So in this case, Clinton and I are not even working on the same team. In fact, he's in Canada, I'm in Mountain View. So we are even located on different campuses. So I think it's one of the nice benefits at Intuit that we get to work on our own ideas in our own small little startups. And then the company has a framework in the form of Intuit Labs, which allows employees like us to bring the idea forward very quickly and learn from customers.
Can I ask you a quick follow-up on that? So you and Clinton are working together. You're like, we're going to take Bitcoin. When you take that out of the sort of working on it in your free time phase to sort of pitch it as an innovation to the rest of the company, what was everybody's first reaction when you're like, we want to make it possible for merchants to take Bitcoin? Were people like, you know, yay? Or really? Isn't that mostly used to buy drugs?
That's basically personal opinions, and we definitely heard, you know, opinions on both sides. But the good thing about these experiments is opinions don't matter, because we are here to learn from customers, and they are going to tell us if there is a value in this for them. So at this point, it was just a matter of bringing the idea to life, bringing it in front of customers, which we have been able to do. And now it's learning from them and see if we can make it useful for them. So it's all about customers. That's a good thing about these experiments at Intuit.
Yeah. As well, I mean, anytime anything innovative comes up, within Intuit, or we have a culture such that the attitude is generally positive. With regards to Bitcoin specifically, we got a few blank stare moments, and we had to instruct people about what Bitcoin was. But in general, it's been a very positive attitude. As with anything innovative, which is one of the definite benefits of working for Intuit.
Well, will you guys, if I check in with you in a couple of months to see how adoption is going, will you tell me more about it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, terrific.